Got a busy schedule this morning, so let's begin with a word of prayer, orating ourselves to Jesus Christ, and we're wonderful, always enjoyed for all my life, even before I was in the ministry at 7 years old, and probably before my salvation, because I did those things when you were children, but they made me wait because they just weren't sure that I was ready to do all of that. So let's begin with a word of prayer and worship ourselves in regard to the resurrection of our Savior. Heavenly Father, first of all, we are so thankful for the Word of God. We're so thankful for the Bible. It is the Bible, Heavenly Father, that tells us the story of Jesus Christ, His birth, His life, His crucifixion, resurrection. And now, Heavenly Father, seated at Your right hand. And the wonder, Heavenly Father, is that we will be with Him, face to face with Him, a body just like His, forever and ever. How marvelous that is for us to know, have that assurance, Heavenly Father. So, Father, we thank You this morning. Thank You for our time together, worship together, as we glorify our Savior. In His precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, we're going to sing, and the first one we're going to sing is At the Cross. We'll sing two songs. We don't normally do that since all this is the COVID-19 has taken over, but we're going to do both of them today, and we're going to start with At the Cross. And then when we're close to doing the funeral, or Lord's table, we'll have another one. But let's stand and sing together. Let's stand and sing together this time. At the Cross.
Did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I had done, He groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Three. Thus might I hide my blushing face while His dear cross appears. Is all my heart in thankfulness, and help my eyes to tears. At the cross where I first saw the light,
Okay, thank you.
I'm here, please.
All right. They won't let me sing with you.
Okay, there we go. First and foremost, let me just say this. This is beautiful. And nobody's, you're not going to come down with any diseases, sicknesses, and we're underneath the legal number, and come back and worship here with us. We have a wonderful time.
And we won't pan the camera on them.
No, won't do that. Well, we might. No, we won't. Couldn't do that. Okay, let's start and with any kind of prayers. Does anyone have any prayer requests that we might have? Yes.
My mom, Vicki Bauer, is getting ready to go in and have a consultation about the removal of her bladder.
Oh, wow.
She has struggled with cancer for about 10 years. And we are getting ready to figure out what they're going to do, how it's going to work, and all of that. My mom's a true believer. She has full faith and confidence in Jesus Christ as her Savior. So just prayers for the family to continue to be able to support her and support each other as we go through this process with my mom together.
Would you give us your mother's name?
Victoria Dower.
Victor, okay. We'll be in prayer. Thank you.
Keep us
posted.
When is that? I will. She's going in for a consultation to decide when they're going to do the surgery.
Okay.
And that consultation is on April the 7th, which is this Wednesday coming up.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that they're probably going to do it within the next couple of weeks. She's in Arkansas.
Okay.
So what has happened is they've done treatments, they've removed tumors. The cancer didn't go away, the treatment didn't work, and now the cancer has attached itself to the muscle of the bladder. And if they don't take it out completely, it could go into other areas of her body.
Okay.
It can go into other areas of her body, even with the removal of it. So we just pray that she could be blessed through the whole procedure.
We will be in prayer.
Keep us posted.
All right, any other prayer requests? Yes.
Mine is way less important, but I'm having an issue with the city that I live in on a property.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to have to go through some difficult negotiations. And I am, of course, praying to be able to keep what I currently have in place.
Very good.
But the city is pretty political. And so they won't
let
they want. So I'm asking for intercession
that
the negotiations will go favorably.
Okay, she knows where a lawyer is.
Let's hope it. I will acquiesce before I will go through a legal battle. But I am hoping that God will.
When is something supposed to happen?
The 16th will be the first inspection.
Okay. 16.
We'll see what happens.
We'll be in prayer and keep us posted.
Thank you.
All right. Any other prayer requests? Yes, sir.
Be in prayer for my friend Casey. And God knows the needs, but just lift them up for encouragement. And
Casey. Okay. We'll be in prayer. Very good.
Guidance.
And I just want to lift up Cameron and Addie, if you guys will be in prayer. Just a lot of unknowns in their life right now. And they know God's in control, just that y'all pray that they would be daily reminded of that. Job situation, home situation, some things looked like they were going to be solidified and moving in one direction, and that's all been turned upside down. So
God has a way of doing that.
God, is that word?
Yeah.
Sometimes we just still need to be reminded when we're in the middle of
all. So are they still in College Station?
No, they're here. They're in Wiley.
Okay.
They're in Wiley. So They're working hard, they're trusting the Lord, and they know He has a plan, but y'all would just pray for God to just keep them close. And
all right. We will be in prayer. Now, speaking of your family, do your sons, or they get along when one of them's already getting really tall?
No.
He deals with a lot of issues on the trampoline.
Oh, okay. We're glad to have you from A&M. Yes.
No, Jeff.
Jeff.
Hey, no, Jeff. You go first.
Well, that was going to say yours.
Yeah, I want to put a friend of mine, Curtis Gilmore, and his family on.
Name is?
Curtis Gilmore and his family. They're having a real issue with their youngest son.
Okay. That's tough. That happens. We'll be in prayer.
It's not the same thing.
And I thought maybe Debbie was going to say something. It's Alina's paternal grandmother has been in ill health for a long time, and she just had some surgery, and she's doing better, but can still use prayer.
Okay. We'll be in prayer.
They didn't think she was going to live.
Cool. All right. Any other prayer? Yes.
I had a conversation with Jennifer Sinclair this week, and they are going to Wichita Falls every weekend for her mother because that is getting to be a very labor-intensive, love and need, you know. So she's there every weekend.
Okay.
They thought they were going to be here today, but anyway, prayer for them. And the Wises, of course, because Brian, I don't believe they have a schedule for his biopsy for his lung yet, but just keep praying.
Whenever we find out, let us know so we can be in prayer.
I'm sure
she will. Yeah, good. All right, yes.
One more. My brother Bobby is going to be traveling for quite some time for work.
Oh.
He's just going to be off on his own with a new company, and just prayers that, you know.
There's some good things with it, but there's some things you don't know.
He's got all his medicines
and
stuff. He's
good.
Doing really well, so
we'll be in prayer.
That he continues.
All right. Any other prayer requests?
And Aunt Tish.
Yeah, Aunt Tish always needs.
Tish, okay, always, yeah. All right. Also, please be in prayer for my wife. She's still battling almost daily. So please be in prayer. Some morning she gets up and she's in total pain, and it's not my fault. Not my fault. And please be in prayer. No, she's fun and inspired. Not my fault. All right. Any other prayer requests? Okay. We're not take the offering, and the offering is very important for a lot of reasons. I think the first and most foremost is that each person gets to be a part of the plan of God. This has been the plan in the Old Testament and throughout church age. Church age was built on the believers giving money, supporting each other, supporting others. So please be in prayer, and please give in regard to things we have. Our outreach, as far as are we doing okay? And you know, ain't very good.
Yeah, we're climbing up slowly. We're over 100 countries. I didn't count them this week yet.
Oh, wow, very good. That's very good. All right. So please be in prayer in regard to that. Be in prayer of ones that we pray for, and just missionaries and people that we be in prayer in Mexico. There's a lot going on as far as the Ryries are concerned. So let's be in prayer for them, be in prayer for each other. All right, let's prepare ourselves for our study in the Word of God. Let's begin with the word of prayer and then go into our study. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how grateful is we are to be able to come together, study your Word, worship together, sing, pray, give, just enjoy each other. And Father, we pray now that your Spirit will open our eyes to things you'd have us to see and to understand, and guard to the resurrection of our Savior. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, this morning we're in the study of the resurrection. We have, does anyone not been able to pick up their handout? Everyone have one? Okay. We've already covered things. The first thing was the last week of Jesus Christ, in which we started the going through the Wednesday before, the Friday before. Only thing that I'd like to say on that real quick is the resurrection or the birth of the suffering of Jesus Christ. Many people think it happened Friday. Let's just first of all realize there's no way it could have been Friday. No way whatsoever. Because there is 3 days and three nights. There is no... I could cheat and give them up for 3 days, but not three nights. So they're out. Now, that means it's either Thursday or Wednesday. I believe it's Wednesday. Just picking up everything. 3 days, three nights, all these things. But that's not the point. As long as you have a friend, person, individual, believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. That's all that really matters. And whatever day he was and all of that, the point is that we believe that he rose from the dead. And then from that we went to a study of the resurrection itself from the days of the crucifixion, resurrection, to the resurrection. And we've already studied several things. The death of Jesus Christ. He was nailed on the cross around 9 in the morning. His crucifixion was made take two major parts. First part was around 9 o'clock in the morning to about noon. It was light. But then it became dark. God the Father did not want anyone to see his Son bearing the sins for the world. So therefore it was darkness from around 12 noon to around 3 o'clock. And then from 3 o'clock went through the area of being taken off of the cross and buried on the cross on in the tomb to the Arimathea. And they took him in and buried him with a stone over the temple, over the tomb. And then the Savior became, the resurrection occurred a few, 3 days, three nights later. Let's see, we've all gotten down to where there are two returns from the dead. We've already studied that. Some have been involved in resurrection and resuscitation to die. But there is resurrection, and Jesus Christ is the only one who has been resurrected. We will all share our resurrection. That makes us down to Roman numeral 3. The resurrection is a part of the gospel. Now, you might wonder about that, but some people just don't really know what all lies to the real part of salvation. If a person believes in Jesus Christ as their Savior, I believe they're dead, they're saved. I believe they're saved forever. But if I want to give the full gospel, they have an understanding. His death, his burial, his resurrection. That's the fullness of the gospel. So the resurrection is a part of the gospel. 1 Corinthians, a very powerful chapter which we have studied several times in the last 45 years. But here's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 and following. Now, I make known to you, brothers and sisters, believers, the gospel, which I preached to you, which you also received, in which you also stand, by which you also are saved, if you will hold firmly to the word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. Verse 3, For I stand down to you, of first importance, which I also received the Lord Jesus, died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. Now, I just want to hang up, say one thing. Talk about the death, talk about the sins taken care of on the cross. But people, we have been studying right here in this church that that doesn't mean you're saved. Because you have been saved or taken out from all sins, it doesn't mean you're saved yet. But it is one thing that has to happen. That's the negative. The positive thing that has to do for salvation is we have to be in the resurrection, the glory of Jesus Christ, and be in a resurrected or a righteous. There you go. Thank you. In the righteousness of Jesus Christ given to you. Righteousness. Take care of the sins. It doesn't mean you're saved because you're not righteous. But when you believe in Jesus Christ, at that point, you receive the righteousness of God, and at that point, you're saved forever. So that becomes very important. 1 Corinthians 15:3, "For I handed down to you as of first importance what I also received, that which Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures." 3 days, three nights. Not three parts, 3 days, three parts, but 3 days and three nights. So, now we go to point four. The importance of the resurrection related to prayer, to faith in Christ as given in 1 Corinthians 15:12 through 17. So first of all, important of the gospel is the resurrection. Now we're going to look at the importance of the resurrection related to faith. There are a lot of people today who do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ in America. In the world, they're not saved. The few people throughout the world that do believe that Jesus Christ died and rose are saved. So let's take a look now at the importance of the resurrection related to faith in Christ as that revealed for us in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning at verse 12. Now, if Christ is preached, and this is a first-class condition, yes, he was preached, that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? A group of the Jews did not believe in the resurrection. Verse 13, but if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith also is in vain. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we testify against God that He raised Christ, whom He did not raise. That's for saying that He did not, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. And you're still in your sins. So this is powerful verses. 1 Corinthians 15, we've taken it many times over the 45 years that I've been here, but this is a powerful passage in dealing with the issues related to salvation. In that passage, 1 Corinthians 15 and following, it indicates how useless it would be to believe if Christ, unless He has risen from the dead. This is, of course, because a phrase of deductive reasoning, omitting the resolution, resolved. Resurrection, thank you. I know that word. Resurrection from the gospel and its significance, faith would be in vain. But since Christ actually did raise from the dead, faith in Christ is not in vain. The resurrection emphasizes the difference between a theophany and a Christophany. The resurrection, coming of Christ from the grave, is the difference between a theophany and a Christophany. A theophany is an appearance of Jesus Christ prior to the incarnation, this Christmas story, that is prior to the first advent. Jesus Christ appeared as an angel. He appeared as a man visiting Abraham in his tent and then going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He appeared, I love this one, he appeared as a wrestler, defeating the world champion wrestler, Jacob, and permanently putting Jacob into lane misery the whole time, the rest of his life. It must have been a wonderful wrestle match. I, should I go through a wrestle?
We're enjoying you saying it.
Okay. The Christophany, on the other hand, is entirely different. A Christophany is the appearance of Jesus after his resurrection from the dead, illustrated by Mark 15, 9-14, Luke 24, 13-43, and Acts 2:32. Then point six, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is part of victory of the angelic conflict. Now, all these we have studied at some at various times, but it's very important to me in putting all these things in just the one gathering for you. And this is to bring about the angelic conflict. And that takes us to verse 20 in 1 Corinthians 15. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of all those who asleep. This is part of the angelic conflict, bringing in the angels into the issue. Verse 21, for since by a man death came, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive, those that believe in him. But each of his own order, Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ's own, Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, and with when his hands were over the kingdom of our God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Now, and by the way, we spent the time in the first part and then in this one. If you got any questions, raise your hand. If I don't know it, I'll find out. If I can, whatever. So I wanted to just to get a good feel of the resurrection. In this passage that we just read in 1 Corinthians 15, we have a statement of documentation. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. The soul never sleeps. Only the body sleeps. The word sleep is used for believers who have been died before the rapture and before the revolution, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, what we're looking at here is that everyone that's died since the beginning of the church age up to today, believers who die, their body is put down in sleep, as it were. But they are alive and awake with Christ in heaven. Everyone, that's why when a person dies, they immediately, if they're believers, go to heaven. The point is that the body is asleep, waiting to be awakened by the resurrection. The soul never sleeps in the presence of God the Father. For since by man came death, that is the first Adam, he sinned. By man came also the resurrection from the dead, that is the last Adam, or Jesus Christ. Then, to amplify in verse 22, for in Adam all die. Okay, all die. That's spiritual death. So also in Christ shall also be made alive. So if you're Adam, you're spiritually dead. But if you're in Christ, then you're alive forever. Point seven. The resurrection is necessary for the perpetuation of the line of David and the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant. Very important. Over the years we've studied this one. But it's very important that you understood the resurrection related to David and the promise given to David. Romans chapter 1 verse 3, concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David, according to flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of the Holiness by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. You will notice that the resurrection is related to deaths, plural. Please understand that. Christ died twice on the cross. He died spiritually, bearing our sins. He died physically because his work was finished. He is said to be resurrected from the deaths, plural. Point 8. The resurrection of Christ indicates completion of the ministry of justification. All this is part of our gospel. This is the resurrection. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. He who was delivered over because of our wrongdoings and was raised because of our justification. Because justification was completed at the cross, God the Father was free to rescue Jesus Christ 3 days later, 3 nights later, justified was accomplished at this time. So, this is our, by the way, we're going to be studying, starting next Sunday, well actually would be our second lesson on it, dealing with the payment and recovery of sins, the forgiveness of sins. Got a very important study coming up, two or three weeks now, dealing with the forgiveness of sins. Now, 9. The three members of the Godhead work together to cause Jesus Christ for his resurrection. This is another study that depends, that demands a lot of time, a lot of work. But three members of the Godhead are involved in the resurrection. The first agent is God the Father. This is recorded in Colossians 2:12, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, 1 Peter 2:21, Galatians 1:1. God the Father is the Father related to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then secondly, in this order, God the Holy Spirit was also involved in the resurrection. Romans chapter 1 verse 4, 1 Peter 3:18, Romans 8:11. God the Holy Spirit is involved in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then thirdly, Jesus Christ himself was involved in bringing about his own resurrection. John chapter 11, verse 10 through 18. All three of them involved. Okay, point 10. The resurrection is necessary for the advance of the plan of God the Father. The resurrection necessary for the advancement of the plan of God. Isaiah 53:10. He will see his offspring. He, God the Father, will see his son, offspring. He will prolong his days. He, God the Father, will prolong the days of his son, Jesus Christ. That's by the resurrection. And the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. This is the hand of Christ in resurrection. God the Father plan advances through the resurrection of Jesus. Therefore, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a critical factor in history. We got these parts. Good pleasure of the prosper in his hands. All right, now, point 11. The grace of God and the resurrection. There could be no greater moment, no greater moment for the grace of God than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For us, that's nothing, not any greater moment. That's our salvation. If he's not raised, neither will we. So his being resurrection is a marvelous time to God and to us. 1 Corinthians 15:50-57, we'll just pass. But thanks be to God who gives to us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 12. The resurrection of Christ is the basis of the believer's confidence in the future. In the future. After you and I die. So here the resurrection related to what happens when we die. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to the great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the deaths. Please note the plural. And that's what's in the text, in the Greek. Deaths, plural. Spiritual death, physical death. Spiritual death, paying our sins. Physical death, paid the debt. It's over. 1 Peter 1:5. To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. This is what we have to look forward to. Don't worry anything about your death, your life. What you and I want to know about life, I want to live my life for Christ. I want to know him. I want to tell him other people, tell other people of him. I want to share other people about him. That's my life, Jesus Christ. So there's our hope. And then 1 Peter 1:5, who are protected by the power of God through faith for our salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. That's in the resurrection. So this is all taking place. And then 1 Peter 1:21, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the deaths, plural, and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. So both your faith and hope, your confidence of the future, your confidence in time, all related to the fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's our whole life, people, related to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We celebrate this day, but every day we should give thanks for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 13. The first resurrection occurs in four orders, or echelons, or battalion reviewed. This is not a human man thing. This is from the Bible. 1 Corinthians 15 is the word taxis, T-A-X-I-S, and can refer to the following, and if you just study the Greek word, it can refer to order, refer, it means the resurrection's in order, nature, orderly manner, regiment, legion, battalion. Any of those is befitting. The review stands as God the Father. By that means, if you're in the military, there's a review stand here, and the military will go by. General stands here as watching, and that would be God the Father. So God the Father stands the review stand. The various orders which will march for the review for God the Father. Here they are now. So here's God the Father. They're going to be marching in front of him. The first company to walk by is what known as Alpha. Alpha Company is Jesus Christ himself. He is the first to be in resurrection. He is the first in resurrected body. He is known as the first fruits. You can study this in Matthew 18, Mark 16, Luke 24, Acts 2, 31 through 34. So, Jesus Christ walks by first. Now, Bravo. Bravo Company is next to march in front of God the Father, following Jesus Christ, is with the church after the rapture. That's you and I. That's you and I walking at this point. That is every believer that's been alive and dead in the church age. Since the beginning of the church age, in Acts chapter 2, all the way through. And they will march in front, and God will march them. Now behind them is Charlie Company, comprises believers in the Jewish age. This includes Jews and Gentiles throughout all of the Old Testament. This includes that period of time before the Jews in Genesis chapter 1 up until Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But all of them will march in the C or Charlie Company. All these Jews and Gentile believers of the tribulation are also included. They will be in walking in this time. You study Daniel 12:13, Isaiah 21:19-30, Matthew 24:31, and Revelation 24. We'll talk about Charlie Company, all the believers of the Old Testament, all the believers during the tribulation period, and they will march at this time. That brings us to D. This is the last, Delta. Delta Company, this refers to those who are in the resurrection during the millennial period, millennial saints. They will share the resurrection. So, there is the study of a flow through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Any question? Yes.
So you're teaching us that he was both spiritually and physically dead.
Yes.
So I got stuck on point 9. When you talk about the three members of the Godhead working together for the resurrection, how could Jesus have been involved if he was...
As God. He's got God and his humanity. It's like when he was a baby, he speaks sometimes as God in the form of his humanity. He was both God the Father, and he was the humanity.
So is it correct to say there was a piece of him that wasn't dead?
The what? No. It has a let's word another way. It was part of him that brought about his resurrection as God.
Hmm. And Christ himself said, I lay my life down and I can take it back up again.
That's right.
That's his willing participation in his death and resurrection.
Well, wasn't God just a man?
If the penalty for sin is eternal death and eternal separation, how can Jesus take that penalty but also be raised 3 days later if the penalty is eternal?
Okay, because that's what he did in the 3 hours. He paid the full debt. Full debt.
So, are we right in saying that as Christ took our ransom, that he was righteous? Right? He accepted the penalty of our sin.
Yeah, all right, I see his question, yeah.
But God was justified in because of his righteousness, him still being righteous, although he took the penalty of our sin, he was still righteous. God was righteous in raising him from the dead and returning and restoring him. He was just. God the Father didn't betray his own justice by raising his son because his son was righteous. He just accepted.
He had no sin.
But if the penalty, like if you were given a life sentence and someone paid 3 hours of a life sentence, it's not paid, right? You know what I mean?
Good question. If I can.
Yeah.
If you are convicted, you do a crime, and they convict me of the crime, and then they say, oh wait, he's innocent. They can't now convict you of it again. They can't double jeopardy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's not allowable in a human court, and it's not allowable in the heavenly court. That one sin, which has been a crime that has been paid for, can't be made to be paid for again. So, because Christ never lost his righteousness, he was made sin for us. And then that's paid, that's over, and through our faith we get that right, that justification because of his work.
But he's still righteous.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Don't just pass by if it doesn't do.
It's better. It makes more sense.
Okay.
Okay, Herman, you walk us through this resurrection. We see the justification. It's written. Then how are the social gospel groups getting off on this never-ending blood of Christ stuff?
Well, what was it, about 3 weeks.
30 pages.
We spent time on the blood of Christ and dealt with, that's what the Bible's dealing with. When it talks about the blood of Christ and the cross, it's not talking about his physical blood. It's talking about his spiritual death. Now, how do we know that from the New Testament? Because in the Old Testament, the blood of the animal was in the life of the animal.
Okay.
The animal did not die spiritually. The animal died physically, and to die physically, they bleed to death. So they made that, take it in the New Testament as part of the blood. In fact, as I've said several times, if you just take a lexicon and the Greek lexicon and look up the word blood, you'll have physical, and then you'll have material.
Spiritual,
but it'd be what was literal and physical. That's where you had literal and figurative. There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. You could get it by looking, talking about blood, literal are figurative. What do I mean by figurative blood? Death. Because that's how an animal died. They died by bleeding. So Christ died. He said he didn't bleed to death, but he did die. So therefore, they take the blood in the New Testament to teach what was going to happen, what happened in the Old Testament.
Okay, another question. When the Jew was standing there and Jesus Christ was revealing himself in an angelic form, did they realize that they weren't talking to the guy that Moses talked to?
No.
They had no idea?
No. In fact, even when Abraham saw it, he didn't know it was the Son of God or the God. He knew it was an angel.
But throughout that period, there was a revelation among the Jews that the Messiah was coming.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
I was always waiting for coming of the Messiah. Yes.
They're still waiting.
Yeah, and they're still waiting, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, let's enjoy this Sunday with our taking of the Lord's table. Now, days that I don't like. We now have these little things for the part or the communion of the.
Phil has a solution. What's the solution,
Phil? When we run out of these, we're going back to the last communion.
All right.
Keep some in reserve.
Everybody have their elements? Many, many days ago, they used to pass around a tray with the bread and then a tray with the
wine.
Little soup of the so, but now we got these things for our using, so we're doing. Okay, let's begin our communion study with a song. All right, Brian has given us Christ the Lord is risen today. Some of you may not know this one. I know it. Many years gone by, but we've not sung it here. But we're going to sing Christ the Lord is risen today. Let's stand.
Christ the Lord is risen today, hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumphs high, hallelujah. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, hallelujah. Love's redeeming work is done, hallelujah. Fought the fight, the battle won, hallelujah. Death in vain forbids him prize, hallelujah. Christ has
Read in preparation for as we move into our communion. Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. For do this in remembrance of me.'" Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that Jesus Christ gave himself that we might live forever. We don't understand the pain and death during the 3 hours. All we know is that it did happen. And because he died, we live forever. We praise you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. In the same manner, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We'll be studying more and more of the communion supper. Each time we take it, I'll expand a little bit more an understanding of the communion table. But right now, just remember, this is the joy, the confidence we have in Christ in his resurrection. Thank you very much for being here. I hope that we've gone through some of the things and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for you. And please come back next Sunday morning and we'll continue studying. Now in the 9:30 service, right? You're teaching.
I'm up next week, 9:30, yes.
You're teaching, all right?
Yes, sir.
Did you change?
I'll be looking after that.
All right. Did you tell me that, Wayne?
I believe so, yes, sir.
All right.
He's out of town. I'm going to be up next week for the first service, and I'll be continuing Titus. And the week after that, April 17th, Chris is going to have take a few weeks for a series.
Okay, very good. So there we got them both coming in. I think it's really wonderful what God has done as far as having four teachers here. I was talking to my friend John Hintz, and he was talking about, as he got older and all, what as they're going to take place. And I said, well, I got, all right, they can vote. I got three other votes, three other people. And I'm just so thankful for the teaching that we get from Kit, from Phil, and from Chris. And so we'll just continue to worship God together the way that God gives us all these things. Let's close in a word of prayer. Thank you for the resurrection of our Savior. We praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.